Okay, Rabbeisai, we begin a brand new perek. And the good news is that this perek is somewhat lighter and easier than some of the very challenging dafim that we had with the dimensions and the configuration of a karfif, which is mukaf ladira, loy mukaf ladira. Now it gets a little bit smoother sailing, if you will. Now we begin the new perek, ba'koil me'arvin u'mishtatfin, chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melech. When people think of an Erev, they only think about the physical composition and configuration. Alechi meta koire meta tzuras ha-pesach, three walls, two walls, four walls, etc., etc. What people forget is that the ikr of the Erev is that people are being ma'ariv. Ma'ariv means that they're getting together under one roof and they're saying we're all one big happy family in a sense. And the way we do that nowadays is that the person that makes the Erev usually goes and buys a pekel matzis. He has someone going and is mezaki it for everybody else. He makes his brucha, and with that he makes the Erev. But in the good old days, they didn't have one person buying for everyone, but rather everybody was ma'arev u'mishtatif together. Meaning that before Shabbos, right? Before Shabbos, someone went around to all the Bnei Achotzer and he took from each one a little bulkalo or whatever, and then it was deemed as if everybody's living together in one household. Yes, Barry.
Is there any difference in the lesson of Ira or Shita?
Yes, of course. We haven't gotten there yet. So the point is that that's the way they used to go. They would go around from house to house, collect from everybody a bulkalo. It doesn't have to be a bulkalo. It could be a piece of fish, it could be a piece of meat, it could be a piece of charoisis, a piece of murar, whatever. They collected it together and they made from that an erev. And then all the food items were put together in one household and left there until after Shabbos. Whether you can eat it or not eat it before Shabbos, they used to go and eat it usually Shalosh Shudas time. Anyway, but point is that that's how they made the erev, by collecting food items.
Today, we use matzahs,
no? Today the custom is that one person goes and buys one pekel matzahs and he's mezake for everyone. But in the good old days, they used to collect food items from all the Bnei HaMatzah.
Any kind of food.
Okay, so now the Mishnah said, Bakoil, any type of food, like Rapincha says. But the Mishnah immediately tells us, Chutz min ha-mayim min ha-melech. However, this doesn't apply to water and to salt. But before we get to the mayim ha-melech, let's understand what means b'kol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin. The word ma'arvin means to make an erev. We normally think of an erev as a ruvei chatzeros, meaning five people live around one common courtyard and we collect together the food from all the people that live in that chotzer. However, the word ma'arvin can also mean a ruvei techumen. What means a ruvei techumen? A person wants to travel on Shabbos, not to travel with a bus or a subway, but he wants to walk on Shabbos. Normally you only have 2,000 amos in each direction of the city in which you live. But what happens? He wants to go to the neighboring city, which happens to be 3,000 amos away. Why does he want to go to the neighboring city? Because he heard that the chief rabbi of Kishkin Halash or Ketchkemet is coming that Shabbos and he wants to hear the drusha. So he cannot go there because it's beyond the tchum. So what you can do is you can go and make a makeshift temporary housing and residence for that Shabbos 2,000 amas away from the city limits of your city. You go and you're koine shvisa by putting down mezoinis there, by putting down food. So this is now your temporary residence, and from there you have an extra 2,000 amas. You lose 2,000 amas in the other direction. Okay, anyway, the point is you got to put down food. What type of food? Do you have to put dafka bulkalach? No! Any food, chutz min ha-mayim min ha-melech. Now, Rashi says, Befeirish b'kol ma'arvin, we're talking about both a ruvei chatzeros u'tchumen. First Rashi in this parak. However, this is not so simple, because many Rishonim disagree with Rashi. If you look at the first Tosfos here in our parak, on the right-hand margin, Tosfos quotes Rashi, and Tosfos says, Ve'ein nira, the bei ruvei chatzeros b'inan pas lekuli alma, based on a Gemara later on, Daf Ayin Aleph, Mechem will get to there, we'll talk about it more. So the machloik is whether our Mishnah is talking about both Eruv HaChatzeris and Eruv Techumen, or only Eruv Techumen like Tosfos learned. And then we continue on, U'mishtatfin. Mishtatfin normally we think of means that people are mishtatf, they get together, which of course is the normal term. However, here it means Shitufei Mevois. What means Shitufei Mevois? As you know, in the good old days, the communities were, the configuration was you had around a batim, you had a chotzer, and those from the chotzer, from the common courtyard, you couldn't go directly into the shusarabim, but rather that courtyard had an exit or an entrance to a mavui. A mavui was something like an alleyway. And like we had in the Gemara before, you had mavui mafulish and mavui sasim, and the mavui was typically open to multiple chatzeres. In fact, we said in the Gemara before that something to be characterized as a mavui, it has to be open at least to two chatzeres, and each one of those chatzeres has to be open at least to two batim. Okay, so now what happens if I want to carry on Shabbos not only from my bayis to my chotzer and my chotzer to my bayis, but I want to be able to carry from the chotzer into the mavui? Now, don't forget that we have to make sure that this mavui has the proper configuration. In other words, it has to be a mavui sasim, and I put at the front of it either a lechi or a koira, or is a mavui mafulish, and therefore I have a machlokes between Tanakam and Chananya, where they have to go and put down a tzuris and Pesach, or they have to put down one dalas, two dalases. But after we took care of the physicalities of that mavui, I still have to have the shitufei mavui. Shitufei mavui means that each one of the chatzeros has to now put together its bulkala together with the other chatzer. If you have five chatzeres, each one is going to have to throw in a couple of bulkalach so that we have a shetuf mavois. Shetuf mavois is identical to a ruve chatzeres. The reason why Chazal created a new term so we shouldn't get confused between the eruv that you make for a chatzer or the eruv that you make for a mavoi, but both of them are the same, that the individual members have to come together and collect together food items, or like Reb Simcha said so beautifully a few moments ago, one person buys the pekel matzahs and he is mezake all the b'nei mavoi or all the b'nei chotzer, so that they should be able to carry on Shabbos.
The food does not have to be the mavoi.
Where do you put the food?
Yeah, because in order to characterize the difference between what a ruve chatzer is and a ruve mavoi,
right?
So
shtufen.
Shtufen voice.
Shtufen voice. There's no nafkemina if the food is in one chotzer, that be shtufen mavois and a ruve chatzer. In other words, the physical presence of the food when I make a shtufen mavois. Does it have to be in a different place than a ruve chatzeres? That's the question.
Okay, so a very good question. So now the answer is that by a ruve chatzeres, the food cannot be in the chatzer. It has to be in the home of one of the balabatim, one of the balabatim that lives a room and a room that chatzer. Now,
in the
Ruve Chatzeres case, you don't put the food in the Chatzer, it's got to be in somebody's private house. If you have Ruve, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, and Socher, five people, so either Ruve and Shimon, one of them has to have the food in their home. Right. Now, by the Shetufa Mavuais, then there you have all the B'nai Chatzer are being Mishtatif in this Mavui. So again, you'd have the food not in the Mavui, you'd have either in the Chatzer, or you'd have it in the home of one of the B'nai Chatzeres, which are related to that Mavui.
In other words, the physical presence of the food is equal to Ruve Chatzeres.
It's the same thing, right.
Could be.
Yeah.
Just one small point, I mean, I hadn't thought of it before, but if Ruve and Shimon are on Chatzer on one side, and Levi and Yehuda on the other side, and you make a shitufim mavos, you can carry from the chatzer from the mavoi to the next chatzer, or just to the common mavoi? We're so worried about carrying in the mavoi, I was wondering, can you
carry? I think we're going to have Gemara later on, Mishnayos, which are going to go and deal with this in greater detail. We just need this for purposes of identifying the food that can be used and cannot be used for these purposes.
The other thing is that Taisus is share the word mishtatfen. Since he says it's only
okay, well, we have to get the daf ayin aleph. Yeah,
there's no such thing as a shittif of erivet.
Okay, Mitchum, we get to daf ayin aleph, Mitchum, we'll talk about it more. Anyway, so our Mishnah says, "Become arv mishtat v'chutz v'ramayim and melach." Those two are not qualified for food items. Why are they not qualified? Mitchum will see more in the Gemara. Stay tuned to Mitchum shortly. Now, since we spoke about that, mayim and melach cannot be used for Erev and for Shitufim of voice, Misha tells us as further, V'hakol nikach b'kesev maaser, chutz v'na mayim v'na melech. Everybody knows that if you happen to have a field in Tel Aviv or B'nai Brak, and you're growing all types of wonderful food items, it comes now the maaser sheni years, which is year 1, 2, and then 4 and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, that besides maaser rishon, you have to have maaser sheni. What's maaser sheni? That you have to go and take food up to Yerushalayim. So therefore, if you had, like, mashal, 100 bushels of wheat, you'd have to go and take up 10 bushels of wheat to Yerushalayim for Maser Shiny. But what happens if you have 1,000,000 bushels of wheat, and now you have to go and take up 100,000? That's a lot of bushels of wheat to take up to Yerushalayim. So what you can do is, instead of schlepping it all, you can go and be paid it, and take the money and use that money, take the money up to Yerushalayim and buy their food items. What food items can you buy there in Yerushalayim? You can buy any food item, chutz v'namayim and melech, because these are not considered food for our purposes. The Gemara is going to learn it from Psukim. We'll see Mitchum shortly. Similarly, Hamoid Noidim and Amazin. A person says, I'm not going to, on Yom Tov Baruch Hashem, I ate and I ate and ate, and now I have to lose 25 pounds, and now he makes a neder not to eat for the next few days. He's Noidim and Amazin. Mutter, he's allowed to go and have. Here it says Melech HaMayim, on the side it says Mayim U'Melech, for consistency, so that it should all be in the same way, Mayim and Melech. Okay, now.
Don't do it for a diet, please.
Okay. Fine. Now, Ma'arvin le Nozir b'yayin li Yisrael b'truma. What happens if a Nozir wants to go and make an Eidiv? Rashi points out here, we're talking about a Ruvei Tchumen. In other words, another wants to walk to the next town to hear the chief rabbi of Hoydin Anish, and he puts down his Eruv Tchumen. He's allowed to go and put in Yayin. Now, why does Rashi say Eruv Tchumen? So now, first of all, let's go to the previous question. Why can a Nozer put down Yayin? After all, the Nozer can't drink wine. How could it be considered his residence that he's putting down the wine if he can't even drink it? So Rashi already asked this kasha. So if you look at the Rashi, the last of the narrow lines, right, before the wide lines on the bottom, B'Yayin, V'yavagav d'li chozelididei, chozilachrin, even though he cannot drink the wine, he's a Nozer, but other people can go and drink the wine. V'kimen v'mezoynehu, gabi achrini, shorin le'rabban. Our Mishnah apparently holds like those mandiyamrim that the whole din of Eruv Tchumen is midrabban, because you remember we had Rabbi Kiva that hold the din of Tchumen is diraisa. So if you hold this drabbanan, heim amru veheim amru, they're the ones that said you got to make Eruv Tchumen, but you don't have to have Eruv Tchumen triple A, that it's food that can be eaten by Gans Klai Yisrael. As long as somebody can go and eat it or drink it, that's already enough to establish your residence there. So although he cannot drink the wine, if others can drink the wine, no problem. And similarly, the Mishnah says, Uli Yisrael Betruma.
Yeah, but just it didn't answer.
I'm going to get back to that.
Uli Yisrael Betruma.
I'm going to get back. Uli Yisrael Betruma, the same thing applies to a Yisrael Betruma, that even though he is making Ruvit Chumen and he cannot go and eat Truma as Zacha Yisrael, nevertheless, since a Kohen can, like Rashi said a moment ago, since it's Roy Lachrini, Shoru Le Rabban. Okay, but we haven't answered the other question, points out of Pinchas, and that is, why does Rashi say Ruvit Chumen? Presumably the reason why Rashi says that, because we're talking about Rubei Chatzeiros, although that guy is a Nazir, there are four or five or other people in the Chatzeir that are not Nazirim. So who cares whether he can eat it or cannot eat it? As long as it's not a Chatzeir of Nazirim, it's a Chatzeir of normal people with one Nazir, so of course he can go and be Mishtatev or be Ma'ariv by putting in a little bit of wine. So other people drink the wine, not him. But by Eruv Tchumen, he's the only guy. I'm the only one making the Eruv Tchumen for myself. So you couldn't do it with wine. That's the reason why Rashi says Eruv Tchumen. Anyway, continuing on, the Mishnah Simchas Omer, that when you're talking about Yisrael, it's got to be Bechulin, not Betruma, because it's got to be Midid the Chazi Lebeinan, that he himself can use it, not that the Koyin can use it. So Alpi Svara, the Chari should say the same thing like Gabi Nazir. So Rashi already asked that Kasha, and Rashi tells us that the Gemara is going to ask, why doesn't Simchas also argue in the case of the Nazir B'Yayin? Stay tuned to Daf Lamin Amirchim, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Now, the Mishnah continues on. Until now we spoke about the type of food item. Now we're going to talk about the location of the food item. And the Tanakhama says, Ulakoyin bebeis hapras, bebeis haperes, that a koyin is allowed to go and put his Eruvei Tchumen in a base of pras. What's like a base of pras? Base of pras, as you know, means a field in which a caver was lost, or we assume that there was a caver there, but we don't know where to pinpoint the place of the caver. And so therefore, already for many years, it's been a tradition that this is a base of pras. It's not an Isser Drabban, it's not even an Isser. It's a Tumah, because if someone goes through that base of pras, even though we don't see any bones, and I don't feel any bones, but I'm choshed that there is a bone that he was mile olav, or that he pushed, he kicked without realizing it. Anyway, so a kohen is not supposed to go in a beis pras, and if he does so, he is sofik tamei midrabanan. The rabbanan said, whether or not you saw a cave, you don't see a cave, don't walk through a beis pras. So now, yeah. So now our Mishnah says that nevertheless a kohen is allowed to put away his Erev inside Beis HaPras. The kohen can't even get to the Beis HaPras. How does that help? So Rashi says, once again, since the Beis HaPras is Osir Midrabanan, that Osir, but we deem it to be a Makom Tam Midrabanan, Heim Omer Beheim Amru, and Rashi says there is a way to get into the Beis HaPras B'Shas Al-Chak, and that is Al Yedei Nifuach. You can go and take one of these bellows and blow air in all directions. Today would be take a snow blower. At that time it was called a Nifuach, and therefore you can go and blow away any bones, so you shouldn't have a problem of touching any bones, and make no bones about it, he'd be able to have a Ruvit Chun. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda goes one step further, Afilu Bein HaKvaros, or on the side it says Afilu Bebeis HaKvaros, not only a Beis HaPras, which is Drabanan, but even in a Beis HaChayim D'Oraisa. Why? Says the Gemara, says Mishnah, Neshiyochel Lochut V'Leilech V'Lechel. So what does that mean, Lochut? Says the Tap Rashi, the word Lochut comes from the word Mechitza, that he can make a Mechitza between himself and the Kaver. In other words, he should be careful not to be mal. Even today, if a kohen wants to go into the Beis HaChayim, most Batei Chayim are constructed in a way that they have wide roads between one plot and the other plot, so that a kohen should be able to walk down the road without being mal on any of the kvar. Anyway, so the point is, so he has aitzis to be able to go and eat his Erev inside the basic forest, inside the basic chaim, if he wants to. He can make as a chatzitza, a mechitza, and therefore, not a problem. Now, how is he going to start building a mechitza on Shabbos? Kids start building mechitzas. So Rashi is going to b'shida teva migdal yikana shabba b'yayim, ba'agola yisem yirtza. He can go into one of these hermetically sealed shida teva migdal, which is not mekabel tuma, and he can, in other words, it's eitz. Since it's eitz, it's al mechazit. We don't mean that he actually physically has to do that, but if there is an option, an alternative, that's already enough to be kohen shvisa and to make your Erev over there. Anyway, that's the way Rashi lives. One second. That's the way Rashi lives. Neshiyoch lochot. This grad another girsa here, which is very gishmak. The Masoris Hashas brings another girsa on the side. Instead of lochot v'leilech, neshiyoch leilech lachutz. He can go outside of the Beis HaChayim v'lechol. Who says he has to go and make a suda inside the Beis HaChayim? Obviously, he must be talking about a case that there wasn't a problem of carrying from inside or outside the Beis HaChayim. In other words, even outside the Beis HaChayim, there was some sort of machitza. So there wasn't a problem of carrying. So you see in the right-hand margin, Masoris Hashas, Kisuz Yerushalmi u'b'mishnah shemishnayis, not Shiyochel lochutz v'leilech, but she yelech v'lochutz. Another leilech lochutz. V'gisus rif lotzeis lochutz. V'gisus harash luch lochutz v'lecha. Anyway, the point is that he can go outside and eat. Doesn't have to eat inside the. So not that the lochutz means to make a chatzita, a machitza. It means to walk outside and eat outside. Mr. Friedland, the Advolta Spring.
You must eat the
You do not have to. You just have to have the. You have to be roi, yes. Exactly. The optional, the alternative. The yes, Reb Simcha.
The Mishnah tells us first that Kohen can make a Erev Chatzeres, a Chum rather, in a basic forest, correct?
That's what Reb Yehuda says. Tanakhama disagrees. Right.
Afterwards he says, why? Because you can insert out Monoshah.
Yeah.
If it was a half a minute, the Tzum was also to go to Sekvoros, he wouldn't go, right?
Right.
So what's the sort of Mamanusha? If it's in a basic forest, he's Matam himself, he can't go.
Right.
Because God is also to go.
Absolutely.
And if it's Mutter to go, in other words, either because it's a wide permit, wide area, whatever, then there's no self. I don't understand the whole being here. You understand what I'm saying? But even Mamanusha, if the basic forest is also for him to go, so of course he can't go into it.
Right.
And then I assume what the Mishnah is saying is also for him to make. But if as long as it's mutter for him, it's some way to go with him.
I think what the chiddush of this mission. First of all, the Tanakhama said you can only put in a base of pras. You can't put in a base of kvaras.
Meaning because it's also for the kohen to go in.
the Tanakhama says only a basic pras and not a basic kvaras. Why basic pras is mutter? Because it's drabanan, while the basic kvaras is diraisa. Says so, Rabbi Yehuda, I have an eitze, even a basic kvaras, which is an isadira. How can it's chtuma diraisa? Kohen's not allowed to. I have an eitze over there too. What's eitze over there? He can go into a shida teva migdal. In other words, it's talking about one of those batichaim which is not constructed like today, where they have these wide avenues, all the kvarim one on top of the other. So how is it possible that a kohen can go and put no sedur eitze? What's the eitze? Take a shida teva migdal. Come on, who goes in shida teva migdal? He doesn't go in a shida teva migdal as long as he has that alternative, that option, even if it's a crazy, unusual, remote, far-fetched option. But as long as the option exists in this world, that's enough to make it a kushayir. Zuktimar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein lemeidim ben aklolus afil b'makiv shenem b'boi chutz. Says Rabbi Yochanan, often in a Mishnah we'll find that the Mishnah says klal omro, it says apsa klal. Don't assume that that klal exhausts every possibility or item. Because very often, although it says klal, the Mishnah may leave out one or two. Like the Gemara says often, my shayet, the high shayet. Very often the Mishnah leaves things out. So Rabbi Yochanan, ein lemeidim ben aklolus. Even the Mishnah says the word klal, it doesn't mean that there is no, that this is an exhausted list. Even if the Mishnah uses the expression chutz, like in our Mishnah, where we say bakoil ma'arvin u'mishtatven chutz min amayim min amelech, I would think this certainly must be ironclad, that every food item in the world is kusher for purposes of erefin and shituv, except for mayim min amelech. No! There are other exceptions as well, as the Gemara will enumerate a little bit later on the Amud, a little bit later down. Shmidika Amar. So, okay, stop. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. So, first the Gemara is Medaik in the words of Rabbi Yechanan. Shmidika Amar, afilu b'makishin b'chutz, mechlal delav hachakoi. It's apparent that Rabbi Yechanan didn't say this ein lemeinim min aklolus on our Mishnah. Rather, he was saying it on other Mishnayis in Shas, and he said, all those other Mishnayis where it says just the word klal, that's not an exhausted list. There are others to add. And not only that, even if you were to find a Mishnah like ours, where it says the word chutz, that's also not a final list. You can have other exceptions too. Says Yimar, Midik Omer, since he adds the words, Vafilu Mokim Shinema Baychut, Machlau de Lav Hochakoi, Rabbi Yechon is not going on our Mishnah, he's going on another Mishnah somewhere else. So, Frank Dibor Hechakoi, so where was Rabbi Yechon talking about? Asim Koi, a very famous Mishnah, Mestachtas Kiddushin, that almost everybody knows by heart. The Mishnah says, Kol Mitzvah Zaseshes Man Grama, Anoshim Chayob, Menoshim Peturis. As we well know, all Mitzvah Zaseshes Man Grama, men are Machuyiv, women are Potter, Vishaloyas Man Grama, Echa Noshim Yechad, Noshim are chayav miftesh loyis man gram, and then everybody is chayv. So now this sounds like a very strong klal, and in fact, it is a general rule which is very strong. However, says the Gemara, uklalu the chol mitzvah seishes man gram and noshim turois hare matzah. We just finished Pesach. We all know that women are mechuyev in matzah the first night, just like the men, and they're mechuyev in simcha. Simcha means that they have to join their husbands in the simchas yontiv. Rashi doesn't go into it in great detail, but you have more Maseches Chagiga that the husband takes his wife to Yerushalayim, not because she has a mitzvah oilas riyah, she doesn't have, it's only the Zechorim have the mitzvah yirah called Zechorcha Espenei Hashem Lekecha. However, the husbands have to bring Shalmei Simcha to be Mesameach their wives, Ein Simcha Lebos V'yayin, and the Gemara says B'tachshitim, etc, etc. Anyway, it's a mitzvah Simcha by women. The Hakel is a mitzvah that only occurs once every 7 years, and that's in Sukkis, right after Shemitah, where the Melech gets together with Klal Yisrael on the Beis Hamikdash, and the Melech reads from the Mishnah Torah, which perhaps is the origin that we read from Mishnah Torah on the night of Shemini Atzeres, on the night of Hashanah Rabbah, that is. But anyway, but regardless, the point is that these are mitzvahs which are mitzvah seishes man grama. You only have a chiyuv of matzah on the first night of Pesach. You only have mitzvah simcha on yontif. You only have mitzvah of hakel once every 7 years. The mitzvah seishes man grama v'noshim ar chayyavos. Now how do you know that the women are mechuyiv in each one of these? Rashi goes quickly through each one, that by matzah we have the hekish, since it says in the same pasuk of It's noshem mechuyiv bal toichel chametz because it's alav. Therefore, the mechuyiv in eating matzah, even though that's an asay. How do we know? Simcha v'samachta ata uveisecha, and a bais, of course, referring to the wife. And the hakel, because it says in the pasuk, hakel is amu anoshim ha anoshim v'ataf. Okay, so you see that there are exceptions to the rule, and the same thing. Chol mitzvah seishal lo yazman gram anoshim archayavoyis. Hari Talmud Teira, Piri Verivio, Pinyin Aben, the mitzvah say, Shaloy Asman Grama, Nashim Paturais. After all, we have three mitzvahs, for instance, which are Loy Asman Grama, Talmud Teira, which goes on 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. We know there's a mitzvah of learning, Yisba Yom Valayla. Women don't have that mitzvah. Peri of Arivia, we know it's only on the man and not on the lady, because there's in the Pasik, Vichibshua, the Kibesh Oisa. Only the husband has the Derech Lichboish, not the woman. Pidyin Aben is also because it says in the Pasik, that Banecha, B'chor Banecha, Tifte, Banecha V'loi B'noisecha, and the Imara says, Tifte Tibada, whoever's Machuyev, Li Podois, has a Chiv to be Poydim. Of course, the obvious question, everybody jumps up and says, Pidyin Aben is a Mitzvah Lois Mangarama, after all, the 30th day. You can't do it before the 30th day. However, from the 30th day and on, you can do it at any time. And therefore, from that point on, it becomes a mitzvah say shaloy as man grama. You cannot do before the 30th day, but from the 30th day. So you can tell me that bris mila is the same thing. Bris mila is not the same thing because you can also do biyoyim v'leib b'layla. Sorry for
the day.
No, you can do a pinyin aben. If you want, I'll invite you to some pinyin abens I've had at night in Buru Park, and you'll see that there was clearly a night, according to everybody, even three rabbeinu tams. You can do that. You cannot do before the 30th day, but once you do it after the 30th day, you can do it night. Vizuk there? Okay. Megain bait. Anyway, Salamah, so that's why it's called Mizvei Shaloy Yizman Gram. And Noshim HaPotur, so you see that these two rules are not ironclad rules. So therefore, on that Mishnah, Maseches Kedushin, Rabbi Yochanan said, even though it says klal that these mitzvahs only men and not women, etc., it's not an ironclad klal because there are exceptions to the rule. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said on that Mishnah, and by the way, not only in our Mishnah, Maseches Kedushin, where he uses the term klal, but even afilu in other places where it says chutz, like our Mishnah, the same thing applies, that this is not an exhausted list of Mayim HaMelech. There are other exceptions as well, as we will see. I can go and bring you another Mishnah upon which Rabbi Yochanan could have said his halacha of Ein Lemeidim Min HaKlalos. Now this Mishnah we're going to learn now is slightly more complicated, only because we're not familiar with Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. It's Afanan Nami Tanina. We also learned another Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Zovin. Oyd Klal Acher Omru, Kosha Nisa Al Gabi Azav, Tomei V'Kosha Azav, Nisa Olav is Tohar, Chutz V'Naroi L'Mishka V'Moshe V'Ha Adam. What is this Mishnah all about? Normally, as you know, an Avat Tumah is Metama B'Maga U'B'Masa. What means Maga? That he has to go and touch the item for it to become Tomei, and typically if he's an Abatumah, then the item will become a Rishon L'Tumah. However, by Yazav, the Torah gave special dinim by Yazav to make him a special Tomei Dikagai. So, the Nisa Al Gabi Yazav means that not that the Zav is lying on it, that's the famous Medris Mishkava Moishev case that I know everybody's thinking about, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a cover which is on top of the Zav. The Zav is, for instance, lying in bed, and he happens to be very cold because it's been a very cold winter, notwithstanding the heat wave and the gore, whatever he talks about, these climate change and all the other zahm. But nevertheless, it's been very cold, so therefore he had on top of him 10 separate blankets. Now, the blanket on top of him that was mamish touching his goof, he touched, but the 10th blanket he didn't even touch. He may not even have known that it existed. He had a whole bunch of blankets, one of the other. So he didn't touch it. Nevertheless, kol shniz agab yizav, anything which is on top of the zav becomes tamei. And that's what we call el yoinoi shel zav. It, however, goes down one madrega like typical tumah. Since the zav is an avatumah, that el yoina, that 10th blanket on top, becomes a rishon l'tumah. Again, even though the zav didn't touch the blanket, he only touched the blanket underneath that 10th blanket atop. Now the other case, v'chav shazav nisa olav, what happens about the covers or blankets or cushions or mattresses that the zav is carried upon it, is tahar. Tahar. You have a mishkan. What's going on? Oh, chutz min aroy le mishkan v'moishim. Unless it's so. What does that mean? Anything that the zav lechayr is sitting on or lying on, isn't that roy le mishkan v'moishim? What do we mean? No. So that's the famous halacha of the keli that we say amoid v'nasa malachtenu. What does that mean? What happens if a zav is sitting down? There was no chair available, so he decided to go and borrow a milk crate. Or, for that matter, he decided there was no chairs, he sat on this table. Not a nice thing to do, to sit on a table, but that's what the Zav did. He sat on the table. Okay, would you say that that milk crate, or that the table becomes tamei out, Mishkov Umoyshev, he sat on it for 6 hours, he sat on it. Well, it was just for a minute. He sat. Would you say it becomes tamei? The answer is it. Tahor. Why is that the case? Because the Pasuk uses an expression, V'chol ha-mishkav asher yeshev olav yidma. What's asher yeshev olav? It should say asher yashav olav. What's the yeshev? Yashav, of course, is past. Yeshev means present. Even though a guy got off it already, he's no longer sitting. Why is it asher yeshev olav? Tashin Imar, it's got to be the type of thing where you can sit on it on any time, as opposed to those objects or things where normally a person would say, Amoid, please get up, sir. Nasem alachteinu, we need the milk crate because we have to put the milk bottles and to go and cart them off somewhere else. Or I need the table because we got to put down gemaras to learn the next stuff. Okay, so in such a case, if the Zav sits on the crate or on the table or anything which is an inappropriate place to sit down because people need that item, need that up, then it does not become tummy.
It would be attractive.
He sits on a tractor. Beautiful example. Yeah. How do you get rid of Tumas Nagia? Well, it depends. If it's a normal object, you go and toivel the mikvah. It depends if it happens to be metal or whatever.
In this case, yes. The Zav said that if the Zav touched it.
You're right. If the Zav Taka sat down and the crate and he touched it. But what happens if he sat on the wolf? Milk crate can sometimes be, you know, a little bit rough at the edges, especially plastic and wood. So you put down a nice silver carpet on top of it and three pillows on it, and he sat down on the pillows with the carpet. He feels like a melech. So he didn't touch it. Therefore, I know it's a very touchy issue, but bottom line is, Chalashadav, Nisav, Olav is Tahar, Chut, Min Aroi Lemishkav Moshev. That's why the Mishnah uses the expression Min Aroi. It's got to be Aroi Lemishkav Moshev. Therefore, if it's a normal benkel, or if it's a normal bed, even though he didn't sit on the benkel itself because it was a cushion on top of the benko, and he didn't sit on the bed itself, there were three covers on top of it, it all becomes tummy. Now, by the din of Mishkav and Moshev is more chomor than the din of El Yoyne Shalzav. This is called Tachtoyne Shalzav. Tachtoyne Shalzav, it gets the exact same tumma as the Zav himself. Just like the Zav is an avatoma, the tachtoinoi, that's underneath him, that bed, the cushions, the pillows, the mattresses, anything underneath him gets a din of an av hatoma, even if he doesn't touch it because he's 10 levels high. Very gishmak. And there's another exception too. The ha-adam. What means an adam? An adam who's carrying the zav. If an Odom is walking around carrying the Zav on his shoulders and his hands, he also becomes Tamei, even though the Odom is not the type of person that likes to carry people around. So normally you'd say, Amoy v'nasa l'achteinu, you know, drop the guy, I have to do other things. Nevertheless, Odom is also M'chuyiv. Why is that? Rashi says, because it says in the Pasuk, V'anoisei oisam, V'anoisei oisam is referring to even if he's carrying the Zav himself, he becomes Tamei. Okay, so therefore I have now...
And Odom be an avatum.
And the other would be an avatoma, correct, exactly. So now, and even if he's not touching the person, because there are cushions in between, he has blankets in between, it would also become tummy. Fzuki Mariet Vesuleka, are you telling me that the only examples of the Zav Nisa Olav is tummy is only by the Mishkav, the Moshev, and the Adam? Vo'ika, I have Merkav. Merkav is when you are riding. Normally, if you're riding, for instance, on a horse, that would also be an exception to the rule where the saddle, for instance, upon which he is riding would also become tummy. The horse wouldn't become tummy because the Baal Chai doesn't become tummy. However, the saddle that he's sitting on would become tummy. Right tomorrow, hi Merkav, hey Chitami. What are you talking about, Merkav? He's sitting on it, hi Moshe. That's not a new case, a new example. We already said Chutz Ben Aroi LeMishkav UMoshev. So Moshe doesn't only mean a chair; it means a saddle. What's the difference? You're right, we're not talking about the saddle hall. Ika Gaba di Uchba. Oh, we're talking about the famous Gaba di Uchba. What is the Gaba di Uchba? The sign we learned in the Braisa. Ukif Tome Moshe Ba Tofus Tome Merikov. What does this mean, Tofus? And what's the mean the Gaba di Uchba? Picture in your minds as if you are riding on a horse. Anybody that knows that he's riding on a horse knows that if the horse gets a little bit antsy, a little bit agitated, he'll move a little bit to the right or to the left, and the rider will quickly fall down and he'll break his nose, and it's not going to be very pleasant. To be able to hold on to the horse, you have to have in front of the saddle, as a shtickel holds something. I'm sorry? It's called a pummel. But I'm going to use the term pummel. I don't think anybody over here knows what the term pummel means. And the word pummel is only spelled with a U. And this is a pummel with an O. Yeah. If he doesn't hold on to the pummel, he's going to get pummeled if he falls down. Anyway, so in front of the saddle is to do a zashtikel that he holds on to whilst he's riding on the horse. Is a machloik, is a meforshim, whether or not that pummel, that shtikel, is attached to the saddle, or if it's not attached to the saddle. If it's one piece of the saddle, and he's sitting on the saddle, just like the saddle is going to have a din of tumas mishkav u'moishav, l'choyre, that pummel, that shtikel holds, will also have a din of mishkav u'moishav. So the meforshim say, l'choyre, it wasn't attached, it's two separate shtiklach. Okay, anyway, but if he's holding on to that shikl, now if he's holding on to it, then the gear is touching it, about it becomes tameh. But here we're talking about that there was a cover over it, it didn't actually touch it, but it gets the din of a merkav. What difference does it make, a merkav, a moishav? Does it have the same din? In certain respects, yes, but in certain respects, not. Which respects, yes? That just like the saddle upon which he sat, not only is the zav an avatuma, the saddle also becomes an avatuma because it's a mishkav moishav, different than normal negir, which becomes a rishon, it becomes an avatuma. The same thing applies to this tofus or the gaba di uchba. It's both the same term, just this is, I guess, more lashon kodesh, this is more Aramaic. The thing that he holds on to, he grasps for his life, that he shouldn't, chas v'shalom, be thrown off the horse, that also gets a tumas merkav, which that merkav has a status also of an avatuma, just like him. It's both the same thing? No, a big difference. What's the big difference? That in the case of the mishkav u'moishav, the zav, since he is an avatame, if he goes and touches someone else, that person will now become a rishon l'tumah, and it's metama odam letame begodim she'olav. Not only that person becomes tummy, but his begodim also become tummy. Even though I didn't touch the begodim, I just shook his hand, he becomes tummy and the begodim. Mashenke legabe tumas merkav, it's only metama the odam, and not the begodim she'olav. How do I know all this? Not that I know anything about hilchas tumah v'tahara, but if you look at the toises down below, idiyosav Allah Hainu Moishev, if you're sitting on the Merkav, on the horse, on the saddle, Sach Moishev, Taima, Tibikroksiv Merkav Moishev, the Dinon Choluk Zemizeh. The Torah says both Merkav and Moishev, but they are different. Torah doesn't tell us how they are different, but you see that there is a Nun, or there's an asterisk, depending on which Gemara you're using, and if you look at the Maseres HaShas, a Nun, or on the side, it says, Anagei Yabem Merkav, Ein Toen Kibuz Begodim, Kidamucha Bateris Kahanim. The person who touches the merkav doesn't have a kibbutz begodim. The only time he kibbutz begodim is by the moishav, the mishkav and the moishav, and not by the merkav. Anyway, the point is,
he's sitting, and he didn't answer the question. He's sitting, Lamaisa, even though he's
sitting on the saddle, but he's not sitting on top of the piece of wood that he's holding onto for dear life. So therefore, that doesn't have a din of a mishkav and moishav. It has a din of merkav.
Oh, you're
and
talking about that he's going to be matama that thing.
That shtickle, exactly.
That's called the merkav.
That's called the merkav, because that is.
What if he'd be walking with the animal and holding on to the top?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay, right.
That's good why Mesichim Sechus Vachim has quite a few problems.
That sounds like Merkav also.
Yeah, why is Kenzan? Anyway, but bottom line is, so what Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein lemeidim mina kololos, because you would have thought learning this Mishnah that we exhausted every possibility of the Zav being metame, something beneath him. The Mishkav, the Moishev, and the Adam. No, we left out Merkav. Aha. Even if it's a chutz. Now that Mishnah does use the term taka chutz. Chalajav nisa alav tor chutz min aroy. Oh, sitake Rabbi Yochanan zug zeigut. Ravina b'sem Rav Nachman afanan amitinina. You don't have to say that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the Mishnah Masecht Zavin. He could have been referring to our Mishnah too. The afilu b'mokim shnei b'chutz. Said b'kol ma'ar mishat v'chutz min amayim melach. V'etimar v'suleka. There are no other examples. Says Imar yes. V'ika k'mei mo petriyos. You cannot go and make an eruv and a shtuvim voice based on mushrooms. Why can't you go and use mushrooms for that purpose? Mishnah we're going to see later on in the Gemara, either because you have to have midi de mozoin, and apparently these are not mazin, they don't give nourishment, they cost a lot and they are very fancy, they give by the fancy chas, the fancy bar mitzvahs, you give these beautiful the mushrooms, they have the fancy name. I'm sorry?
Like the grass,
exactly, but apparently they don't nourish. Or we'll see in the Gemara later on that for purposes of Maser, in fact, the Vilna Goyen learns that this is not going on the Erev case, it's going on the Maser Sheni case, that you cannot go and buy Kamei Mitrius with the Maser Sheni money, because Maser Sheni money you can only use for Peri Peri Negidule Karka, something which grows from the ground. Don't mushrooms grow from the ground? No, they're actually Yoinik from the Avir, not from the ground. Okay, another Sugi Mesechus Brochus. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, we'll talk about animals in the Yomid Beis, we're going to talk about fish in the Yomid Beis. We're going to talk about lots of things in Boisai, Emirchem, everybody has a little gedult, and we get to everything. Anyway, Elish Mamina, so what do we see from our Mishnah here? Emesish Mesechus Oven, Ein Leminer, Klozah, Philo, Makshin, and Baichutz, even though our Mishnah only says Mayim Melach, we also exclude Kemeim and Pitchias, Zotim Rabbaita, Konika, Bekes, and Meiser, Rebles, Vyusu, Bechanina, Chad Masli, Aedev, Chad Masli, a Meiser. What the Chad Masli is referring to not something that we learned in the Mishnah, but what we're going to learn in another moment. What are we going to learn in another moment? Although in our Mishnah it says that you cannot make an Erev based on water or based on salt, what happens if you mix the two together, like for Seder night, to be able to go and make Salzwasser to put in your eggs and your karpas and anything else? If you have salt water, could you use that for an Erev, for Erev Itzchumen, Erev Chatzere, Shetufim Bavois? Could you? And could you use it for Maaser Sheni? In other words, just like today, that you can buy almost That's everything right. prefabricated. This year, they've already started selling the 10 shtikla chumetz. You know how difficult it is to go and cut a piece of bread into 10 pieces and then put it aside? You can buy pre-packaged 10 pieces of chumetz, nicely cellophane wrapped. Yes,
salt
it's true.
Water, they were selling also.
See, we're selling gold water.
I saw.
I'm not surprised. Anyway, next year, you'll be able to hire an agent on your behalf from Pomegranate. He'll go specially, and he'll go and do the, he'll put the 10 pieces in the places, and his brother is going to go and make the brucha, somebody else will go and look for it, somebody else will hold the candle, somebody else the feather and the shovel and the spoon. Exactly. Anyway, so what happens if a person wants to go and buy now salt water with the Maaser Sheni? Doesn't say it, it just says you're now going to go and buy Mayim Umelach. But what about Mei Melach? Oh, that's what the Gemara talks about now. Both of them are talking about the next Tukli Gemara. One says it applies to Maaser Sheni, the other says it applies to Erev. Chad Masli Erev. That what? Loishna, that it says in our Mishnah that you cannot use Mayim or Melach, Ella, Mayim Bifneyatz and Melach Bifneyatz, but if they are separate entities. The Eimar, Mayim or Melach, if you have the Mayim Melach together, Ma'arv, then you are allowed to make an Erev with Mayim or Melach. V'chad Masli Amayse. That what? Loishono al Mayim Bifneyatz and Melach Bifneyatz. The Eimikachim, Ava Mayim Melach, if you have Mayim Melach together, Nikachim Mikesev Mayse. Aha. Okay, so what are the svaras the kan or the kan? Zok the Mishnah, Zok the Yimar, man the Masi and Maisa, the one that says that you can use Maaser Sheni money to buy Mei Melach, Kolshkin and Erev, Avad and Avad of Erev certainly would be good.
Wow.
Oh, man the Masi and Erev, Ava Maiser Loi, my timer paid a bit. So now, the first thing we have to know is, says Rashi, what's so good about Mei Melach, besides the fact that it's very, very usable on Seder night, but more than that, says Rashi, throughout the year you can use it as a dip. If a person doesn't have enough money to go and buy one of these Sabra hummuses with 18 different flavors and different things, but he wants to have a nice dip to put his challah in, he can go and dip the challah into Mei Melech, and that's very, very gishmak. See, Rashi says five lines, Mayim u'melech, hamu u'rovim, mozoin hein. Now it does have the status of a food item, the tabu behem pitay. So the water alone and the melech alone does good. Mix it together. Now it's like unto relish, it's like unto mixture. It's like
so a chardu would be good in this case.
Exactly, like chardu. And a chanami, chardu, yeah, exactly. So as they zog the gemara, and that's why it would be good for erevin purposes. Okay, so why wouldn't that also be good for masa sheni purposes? I'm buying food, I'm buying mazik, because we're going to see mechim on the omid base. The gemara is going to bring aganti drasha. Says on a sata kesem b'cholash ta'av anavshicha. The gemara is going to go and say a klal uprata klal metariba miet fariboy, and the gemara is going to come out that it's got to be pre-mipri v'gidule karka. And since water and salt are not peyrois and they don't grow from the ground, you can in the quarry you can go and dig it out of the ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground, therefore it's not good for maisa. Anyway, so that's why the Gemara said the one that said that this is good even for maisa, even though this is not pre-mipri v'gidule karka, but he holds it's still good for maisa. Why does he hold that? Mitchum will see.
Certainly.
But the one that holds it Erev only holds Erev, because only by Erev is it considered to be a food item, because you can use it for a relish, for a dip, but it's still not pre-mipri.
Exactly.
Okay. So Rabbi Yitzchak came along on the scene. He said, "Masni a meiser, that for meiser sheni you can use meiser sheni money to buy mei melech." Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish lifnei Rabbi Lezer, it shall be abo you loichen tzir bekesem meiser. Ich gedenk doch bei uns in Stub yon tzirik in the Titan from the Beis Hamikdash, they used to go and use the meiser sheni money to go and buy tzir. Tzir is fish yoach, fish sauce. Fish sauce, nice, clear, beautiful fish sauce. They used to go buy that for kesem meiser. Amaloi, Sir Blazer said back to Gideon and Kodesh.
It's not Mosin at all.
Well, I'm not finished, don't get nervous. Amaloi, Shemali Shemata, Lekishtir, Kirve, Dogimur, Avman. Perhaps, when did you hear the halacha? Not when it was clear sauce, but only when it was fish brine, that there was shtiklach of fish in it at the same time. Oh, Efshadus, yeah, but just tzir alone? So we see that there's a machloikis whether clear sauce is enough, or it's going to have a mixture of some fish brine in it as well. Says he more about filler of Yehuda ben Gordish.
Fish mamish.
So don't be nervous. But filler of Yehuda ben Gordish like Omar el Bitsir. The shumna de peirahi. Even of Yehuda ben Gordish was willing to go a little bit off on a tangent and say that you can go and use Masa Sheni money for tzir, but at least tzir is not just water and salt. There's at least some fish goodness and nourishment to shumna de peirahi, meaning that the fats of the fish is in. After all, if you taste fish sauce, you know that it's fish sauce. You know that it's not salt water because you have the fats of the fish of the peirahi in it. So even if you'd have been Gunnish who was Agrisa Michael and said that you can go and use the Masa Sheni money for tzir, but only tzir, certainly not for salt water. Rabbi Yitzchak, where do you take this from that you can even use salt water Masa Sheni money? Talking about that this wasn't just plain main malach, he poured in some shemen in it. Oh, shemen is a gantantar masa. Now that's already mozen, that's already food, that's already what the peiri. It's peiri, it's the extract of zesim or of other food items. So that's shingut. Okay, that I understand. You're telling me, says Rabbi Yitzchak, no problem, you can use Masa Sheni money for salt water. Yeah, but don't forget, you have to add a little bit of shemen to it. He says, tell me about the shemen. The reason why you're allowed to buy it, bring the shemen, not because you have the salt water. Forget about the salt water is a kunish, because you have the shemen in it. So take a mishim shemen. Oh, see, what comes with the Naya Teretz? That when Rabbi Yitzchak said in the Omid Aleph that you can go and use Masa Sheni money to buy Mayim Melech, we're not even talking about salt water. We're talking about Mayim Lechud or Melech Lechud. Chas v'sholom, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. He did it Bavlo. What says Bavlo? He went to the storekeeper and he said, do you sell salt? Of course I sell salt. I want to go and buy salt with Masa Sheni money. Osir, prohibited, you're not allowed to. Tell me, do you sell shemen? Of course they sell shemen. How much does a shemen cost? $5 a gallon of shemen. You know what? I'm going to pay you $6 for the gallon of shemen. Can you throw the salt in? No problem. If you're willing to pay $6 for the shemen, you get one free container of salt. No, salt only costs 50 cents a container anyway. So they storekeepers doing a good job. But the point is, this is Bavlo. Means he didn't go and buy chulit of salt with the Master Sheni. He used the Master Sheni money for shemen. But he overpaid. And then the storekeeper said, and I give you even one Polish free water from the fancy Polish water bottle together with the melech. As long as Bavlo, that he didn't say that I'm paying the money for the mayim or for the melech, he's paying it for the shemen. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak meant. Rabbi Yitzchak was sitting on Eitzah to be able to go and buy mayim and melech with Maaseh Sheni money through the way of Havlo. Can you do that? It sounds like a harama. Is this permissible? And yeah, it's permissible. But Tanya, bring your raya from a braisa ben bagbag oimer. Who's ben bagbag? We have him, of course. In Pirkei Avos. Why did he have such a funny name, ben bagbag? He was a ger. So what does a ger have to do with ben bagbag? I'm sorry? That was his name. Ger ben Gyaris, very good. Toysis says, I think in Maseches Chagiga, that the reason why he got the name Ben Bagbag was because if you add Beis to Gimel, you get 5. In fact, we have another Mandiyamar in Pirkei Avos, and that's Ben Hey Hey Oimer. What says Ben Hey Hey? Avraham Avinu was the first person who made Gerim. Sarah Imenu was the first lady that made Giyotisin. Avram, we added a hey to Avram, made him Avram. Sarai, we put in a hey, we made her Sarah. Ben hey hey means he is the anical of the original Gerim and Giyotisin made by Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu. Ben Bagbag, Beis and Gimel together is 5. Beis and Gimel is 5. It's just like same Ben hey hey, same thing also. He was a ger, an anical from the Avram Avinu's Gerim and Sarah Imenu's Giyotisin. Not that he was mamish an anical, but we just made in a figurative sense. Anyway, so the point is, Ben Bagbag was again, he said, it says in the Pasuk Babakar. Okay, so now before we continue on, there's a very important Pasuk. Those of you that have the Torah Ora Shalom, you have it on the side. Those of you that don't, I'll quote the Pasuk quickly. This is a Pasuk Legabi, the din of Kesev Maaseh Sheni. V'nosata ha-kesev b'choil asher te'aben nafshecha. You can use the Kesev for anything that you have a taiva for. Anything I have a taiva for, I want to buy a new Rabbi Kiva Eiger that just came out. I have a tremendous taiva. That's not the type of taiva we're talking about. We're talking about ba bakar, uva tzoin, uva yayin, uva sheichar, uva choyle asher tisholcha nafshecha. V'yachal tisham lefnei Hashem lekecha, v'samachta atu v'isecha. So we see from the pasuk it's got to be food items. It's got to be bakar, tzoin, yayin, v'sheichar, v'chol asher tisholcha nafshecha. The Gemara is later going to learn from a klal uprat to klal that we mean basically almost all food. So why did the Torah have to enumerate Bakar, Uvatzayin, Uvayayin, Uvashaycha? And that's what we have Ben Bagbag teaches us, the Gevaldige Droshes. It shows you from the Mishnayis how a ger, although he came from Umas Oilam, he can go to the exalted status of being a Tana, a Tana. You can imagine, although of course we have a number of famous Tanaim, we have Remeim, et Yehudim, et Shimon, and Reblad, etc. But, you know, all together, if you add up all the Tanaim, you have maybe a dozen, 10 Tanaim, 12 Tanaim, 50, 20 Tanaim. You don't have 100. There must have been thousands and millions of Yidden that lived in the times of Chazal, but only a handful are quoted in the Mishnayos. But here again, became such a Talmud Chacham that he was able to go and give over the Mesoyer of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? If you go and buy a normal cow, a bakar, you can use the cow for two purposes. Number one, for the meat. We're not talking about for harisha, for working, because this person is using Maaseh Sheni money, so he wants to go and eat for chaltisha. You can go and use it, of course, for eating, but you can also use the oirois, the skins. The skins after, you can go and make fancy leather bags and all the rest. And then the shoes, and you make a lot of money on that. Okay, so what happens if you were to go and buy a bakar? So now the storekeeper thinks to himself that if I were to weigh this on the scale would break, because it's a big, big bakar, but it would be worth $200 the meat. In addition to that, but you have the oir on it, and that's worth another $50 because you can go and make a fancy leather handbag out of it. So I'm going to go and charge you for this $250, $200 for the meat, $50 for the oir. But he doesn't say that. He says, I'm selling you the whole bakar for $250 altogether. Okay, I go and shecht it, I eat up all the meat, and now I have the oir left. Do I have to now sell this oir, since it's inedible, and take the money and buy other food items with that money that I get from the oir? The answer, says Ben Bagbag, is no, because it's behavlo'a. I didn't go and specify and say I'm paying $200 for the bakar and $50 for the oir. I bought the whole package deal, $250. So even though the oir, of course, added to the price, if you do bavlo, it's not a problem. Same thing is with tzayin. If you had sheep which had a whole bunch of wool on its back, which increased the price, no problem, you can go and buy the sheep with the wool on its back, even though the price is now increased, and then you can go and shear the wool and make sweaters out of it, etc., and you don't have to worry about v'yichal tesham, that you're not eating from the giza. And therefore, because it's bavlo, you didn't go and to just go and buy wool, you're not allowed to. But if the wool is attached to the tzayin, that's okay. That when you go and buy a large barrel of wine, the barrel also costs $10, $20, whatever. But he's not going to charge you separately because he charges you for the whole barrel. Mit the wine, tzadam, and he
charges.
It's
a very fancy thing also.
Exactly. So therefore, it's also bavlo, no problem. Temed Misha Hechmetz. Now the first three were real Havlo'a cases. Sheikh is a little bit different. The Sheikh over here we're talking about is not beer, but we're talking about Temed, which in English I believe is called Med, and that is wine which is not produced from grapes. It's wine which is produced from grape seeds, from grape pits. In other words, the seeds and the pits also have certain whatever grape flavor in it. So if you put that into water and let it sit for a while, then it's going to start getting some of the tam. Of course, it's not going to be real bona fide wine, but it'll be tamid. Mishahechmetz doesn't mean that when it became sour. It means after it fermented and became as a shtickle, as an inferior type of wine. So you can use all of that. The Maaseh Shein is by these things. Anyway, this is the drasha ben Bagbag. We're not finished yet. Yotzein it's agam to amid. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, man de metargem li babakar, libe de ben Bagbag, me vilna mani abasar lebe mesusa. Rabbi Yochanan said, I understand three of the drashas, but the bakar part I don't understand. We'll see in the Gemara shortly why he was not happy with the bakar drasha. He says, whoever is metargem li babakar who's able to explain to me the drasha bakar according to ben Bagbag, I will be so indebted to him. Me vilna mani, I'll be willing to go and carry his clothing, abasar lebe mesusa, to the mikvah with him. Next time he goes to take a shower to the mikvah, I'll be happy to schlep his clothing because I will be indebted to him for explaining to me Ben Bagbag's drasha. What's the problem of Rabbi Yochanan? So from here till almost the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara is going to go, what was bothering Rabbi Yochanan with these beautiful drushes? My time, what's the problem? Says the Gemara, Kulu tzrich lebar mi babakar, teloy tzarech. Rabbi Yochanan held that the other three drushes I need, but the babakar I don't need. Why? My tzrichi, the ikos of Rahmanis. So now we're going to go through each one first in order, and then we're going to go in backwards order, as you'll see in the Gemara in a moment. Ikos of Rahmanis, we just say babakar alone. I can understand why by bakar, even though I overpaid for the meat, it's not a problem. I don't have to worry about the oir because it's one entity. It's mechuber. It's not mechuber lekarka, but it's mechuber leguf, right? The oir, you cannot go and buy
it without the goof.
Exactly. You can't go and buy a brand new cow without the oir. Of course, the cow has to have the oir on. It's one entity. Maybe we should go mechayiv him. First go and have somebody shear off all the wool, and now go and buy the tzoyin without the wool. After wool, you can buy a tzoyin without wool. You can't buy a bucket without an oir. So I might think that once I bought the tzoyin with the wool on it, that after that I would have to go and shear the wool off and sell it and buy food items with it. I can't go and use wool for eating. That's what I would think. Kamashalon, that's why I have to the tzoyin, that even that too. Because Rahman about tzoyin, al gabi zos, amim minim shim, mechuber ba. Einach anami taka, the wool is removable, but until I remove it, lemais, it's one together with the tzayin. It's one entity. Because kankan, everybody agrees are two separate things. Yeah, I can't go and carry the wine without a container. But nobody's going to say that the container is a shtick wine. The container is one lechud, and the wine is lechud. So even if I knew the drasha of a bakar that oyer is included, and even if I knew by tzayin that the wool is included, I wouldn't know that the kankan is included by yayin. That's why I have to have ubayayin zayigit. Now, what do I have to have the sheikha? Because even though the container is not wine, but that's the shmira on the wine, because without the container, the wine would all spill out. I would think that the gabi temed, the real truth of the matter is that this whole thing is now grape Kool-Aid. It's not really grape juice or wine. All you have is water, and now the water looks a little bit different, as a shtickle flavor. You know, nowadays you can buy the seltzers that have a shtickle flavor, black cherry and this and that. Everybody knows it's not black cherry soda. It's seltzer metabaso flavor. So really what this temet is really water metakio metaf shtickle flavor from the pizza abyssal grape flavor. So I would think, Emoloi, I would think dus heishnishka real wine. It should be like mayim, and we said in our Mishnah that you cannot use masa sheni money to go and buy water. That's what I would think. That's why I have to have also the inyan of the sheikh. Okay, so now every time we have this type of list, now the Gemara goes now backwards, because the Gemara says, aha, see, if we just say Boker, I wouldn't know Tzayin. If we just say Tzayin, I wouldn't know Yayin. If we just say Yayin, I wouldn't know Sheikha. So let's just say Sheikha, and then I don't have to do all the others. So the Gemara therefore goes backwards. So if Gemara, yes, because I don't want to be Sheikha, let us just say Sheikha alone. Once I know that Sheikha, which is really water with a flavor, is a kolshkein, the Yayin with the Tzayin with the Boker. So if we just say Sheikha, I mean, my Sheikha, Dvele Kielis, the Pedro. If we just say Sheikha, I would say Sheikha doesn't mean your men that you mix with pits. I would say this is Dvela Kielis. Kielis is the name of a place called Keila, and there they had Dvela. Dvela means they had certain dates or other peiros which were very, very gishmak and very fatty, and if you ate enough of them, you could become intoxicated. In fact, the Gemara elsewhere, when it talks about a koyin going into the avoda, what happens if he became intoxicated not by eating yayin v'sheicher al teisht, but rather he ate too much Dvela Kielis, and because of that he became intoxicated.
Rum raisin,
yeah, okay.
Fermented already.
The time means sheikha doesn't mean necessarily mine. It means intoxicating beverage, not yayin.
Very good. So that's what Imar is saying. Sure, right. If we would just say over here the word sheikha, I might have thought it means something which intoxicates.
Rebbe used to say sheikha altava.
Okay, fine. Okay, anyway, I would think over here it doesn't even mean wine. I would think maybe it has to be a food item. Why food item? Because in the pots, via chaltisham, you have to eat it. So I would think maybe it means peiros, the peiro. Ava yain, al gabi kankanai maloi. But I would say, how kankan? You can't eat kankans. Because rachmani yain al gabi kankanai, hain in the tirusa. Okay, I can understand kankan. I need the kankan because shmira. Ava tsoin al gabi gizasa, ay maloi. You can go and carry tsoin without the giza. You don't need the giza for the time for the giza. Because Rachman is time. That feel like Gabi Gizas. Babaka Lomli, what I mean Babaka. So now you're gonna come with Khitame because Rachman Babakar. So before we continue on, what the Gemara is saying is once I say that Giza and Tzoyin are considered to be a package deal, then Al-Achas Kama, the Kama, Boker and Oyer is a package deal. Because you could buy Tzoyin without the Giza, but you can't go and buy a live Boker and Shechted without the Oyer. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, Boker Lomli, that's essentially what's bothering him. Yochanan, what do I need the Boker for? Let it just say the Tzoyin, and I don't need the Boker. Now, B'chit Tema, maybe I can postulate an answer that I do need a bucket. Why? Because either because I'm going to bucket, would not say bucket, would just say tzoin. Have a minute tzoin al gabi oira, al gav oira, in al gav gizas alai. In other words, perhaps I need the bucket because if I only say tzoin, who says tzoin means the tzoin and the giza? Maybe it means tzoin and its oir, because after all, tzoin has oir also. In other words, if you have a totally shorn lamb, which only has its oir, maybe that's what the Torah is telling it, tzoin mit the oir. And therefore, I need to know the halach of Giza. So how do I know that? Because Rechman Babakal Asuye oiroi, and therefore Yatale tzoin Asuye Gizasa. Oh, is the Chayra? Oh, I don't understand what Rabbi Yochanan's Kash is. So Timara 999, that's not a good teres. Because Eloi Kofse Rachmana Babakar, if it wouldn't say Bakar, Loi have a minute that soin al Gabi Oire in, al Gabi Gizas Aloi. Nobody in his right mind would say that the real reason why the Rabbanu Shalom put in the word soin is to tell you soin mit the Oire, but not the Giza. Why? Because if the Torah wants to tell me a case of Oire and not Giza, because then if it would go and say Bakar, then I would know Bakar certainly means the Oir, it doesn't mean the Giza, and therefore Bakar means the R. So why would the Bani Shalom go and say Tsoin to tell you R, tell Bakar to tell you R, and then of course I would know Tsoin with the R. After giving the Kosar Rahman a Tsoin, if the reason why the right Bani Shalom write Tsoin, then not the R, because R he could have said Bakar. So once I know from Tzoy, that even the Giza is a last kind of Kaaba, certainly are, is a Baka Lomali, Hash, it's an Agabi Gizasim is Davna, Baka Gabi Oira, mi Boya. Now we understand how did the Kamar of Yoichanan, Man the Batagli, Baka, leave the Ben Bagbag, Mevil the Man of the Bamis, Husa. Oh, now we understand what Rabbi Yoichanan meant. La Maisa the Gemara doesn't answer Rabbi Yoichanan's Kasha, but obviously Ben Bagbag had some good reason why we need the extra Babakh. Good. But now that we've concluded this whole long shtickle, we go back to the Omer Aleph. Remember the Omer Aleph, we had a discussion between Yehuda ben Godish and Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Yehuda ben Godish said that I remember Shal Beis Abba, we used to go and take Masa Sheni money, we bought seer, fish sauce, and it was, oh no, no, it's got to be Kirve Dogim, there's got to be something in it as well, a fish shtickalach. And says the Gemara, but my committee, Rebbe Yehuda ben Godish, Rebbe Lezer, Vihari Tanoi, and we have another group of Tanoim, which we're going to bring in a moment, Dilakamon, which we're going to have shortly. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda ben Godish, Rebbe Lezer, Darshi Ribuyi Umi Uti, Vihari Tanoi, Darshi Kloli U Prati. As you know, B'chol HaTayre Kula, any times you have Klal U Pratu Klals, you always have a mandiyama that says instead of darshin klal or prata klal, you can darshin it riboy miot veriboy. The difference between the two typically is that riboy miot veriboy is marba much, much more than just if you darshin in klal or prata klal. We don't need to get into those details for purposes of our Gemara at this time. So our Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish Rabbi Lezer darshin vuyu miuti, what's the riboy miot? It says in the passage which we quoted before. V'nasata kesef, b'chol asher te'av nafshecha, ba'bokar uva'tzoin, uva'yayin, uva'sheicha, uva'chol asher tisholcha nafshecha. So it says Yimar, v'nasata kesef, b'chol asher te'av nafshecha, riba, that's a riba, anything, any type. And then it says, b'bokar uva'tzoin, b'yayin, v'sheicha, miyat, only these four items. And then it says, b'chol asher tisholcha nafshecha, chaz v'riba, riba, miyat, v'riba, riba, hakoil, everything is included. My Rabbi Komili. Or my Mietzir, what's the Miet? Rebbe Lezer Mietzir. Rebbe Lezer says, no, you gotta leave out something. If the Torah wrote four Miutim, Ephes, you gotta leave out. Tzir, you cannot use Matusheni. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Godish Miet, Mayim Melech. Mayim Melech, you can't use my Matusheni. So what can you use? But Tzir, you can use. Mashain can, according to Rebbe Lezer, Tzir, you cannot use a Matusheni. But if it has Kirvei Dogim, Shanavdish, because Riba Koil already has Shtickle Fish. Okay, so that's their machloikas on the Omer Aleph. Bahani Tanoi, but we have other Tanoi, the Dashi Klali Uprati. They Dashi Klali Uprati Klal, the Sanya. Again, the same passage. Let's understand this for a moment. Avad the yain and sheikhar are peyrois, right? The yain comes from grapes. Sheikhar comes, Christ, if it's beer, if it's grapes, if it's altavan, whatever it happens to be, but it's some sort of peyrois, some sort of it. So that's certainly peyrois with gidule karka, yeah, for sure. How is bakar vetsoin pre mi pre gidule karka? So Rashi explains, you see Rashi 7-8 lines before the end. Pre mi pre. Number one, it's egel noilid mi imoy, and egel is a pre-mi-pre. In other words, here the word peiris means the offspring. It doesn't mean after all the word pru urvu, which talks about the peri-veri-veri, is a loshen pre. So therefore, egel noilid mi imoy. V'chein se, also. And why is it called gidul karka? Skipping to the next rash. Gidul karka, shekul nizoinin ugdel min karka. Even though bakar mitzoin don't grow literally from the ground, but they all get their nourishment from the ground because they all eat the grass and the hay and all the stuff that they eat on the ground. That's also called gidule karka. So that's what I learned from Klal Uprata. Klal. I've called primagri karka. Fine. Betani idach maha prat mefurish. Now, this is the first drasha of the Klal Uprata Klal, that what? It comes to include mipri v'gidulei karka. By the way, said Rashi back in the Amud Aleph, that's the reason why mayim and melech is not included, and even mei melech is not included, because it's not peyrois, and it's not gidulei karka. You carve it from the ground, you have these quarries where you take out the soil, but it doesn't grow in the ground, it's just a repository of the,
mine.
Just like, I'm sorry?
It's mine.
Like, it's mined. Ah, shkoich, it's mined. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So this one, the Yom HaZeh Klal, Prat HaKlal, Kol Prim, Bril, Guli, Kark. V'tani idach ma prat mefuresh vlad vlodi sa'oretz. Av kol vlad vlodi sa'oretz. It's an andro loshin. It's got to be vlodi sa'oretz. What's the difference between Giduli Kark and vlodi sa'oretz? Don't they mean the same thing? Amre, buy your dog and yekum benai, a fish. This is why Barry always talks about the fish. They've got to be using it for Erevin. Can you use fish? In other words, we're collecting together from all the five Bnei Chotzer, or by the Eruv Tchum, and you want to go and put something out. Besides Bukul, can you put a piece of fish? Or, now we're talking about Erevin, we're talking about Maser. Can I use Maser Sheni money to go and buy fish? I can use it for Bakar or Batzain. So why are you discriminating against fish? Ikebenai. The man, the Amaprim, Gidule Karka, Hani Dogim, Gidule Karkaninim. How they Gidule Karka? Explains Rashi, because the dogim in the yam, where do they get their nourishment from? A lot of them also pick and graze from the anything which is growing out of the yam.
The ones eat those.
The bigger ones eat the smaller ones. But the smaller ones, presumably, also eat from the grass and the growth, whatever they can find inside the water, inside the river, inside the yam. That's if you hold the kaka. The other Gemaras that say that dogim was created from the water, it wasn't created from karka. So therefore, it's not prima priya gedule karka, it's not vlodi sa'aretz. And therefore, dogim would be excluded. So if you want to use your matzah, any money for dogim or not, that would be totally in this machlokes with the darshan klal or prat klal, even mit veribo, even the darshan klal or prat klal, depending if you darshan vlodi sa'aretz or gedulei karka.